It's Natasha Renault with you on BFBS, the Forces Station, and we've got the latest Trolls film being released. It's great to see everybody back. And with us now is director of the film, Walt Doran. So tell us, what is Trolls Band Back Together all about?
Well, as you know, a Trolls movie, it's about many, many things. But, you know, I think in this one in particular, we find out, because in a sequel, it's great to always learn something new about your characters. And in this one, we find out that Branch has four brothers. Not only that, when he was a baby, they used to be in a band together called Brozone. One of the brothers is kidnapped, and they have to get the band back together to save him.
This sounds like there's going to be lots of excitement along the way. But you have some new characters as well.
Tons of new characters. I mean, we could just start with Branch's brothers, which is this amazing band of comedians and actors. We have his oldest brother named John Dory, who's played by Eric Andre. We have another brother by the name of Spruce, who's played by David Diggs from Hamilton fame. We have another brother, his name is Clay, he's played by Kid Cudi, who is fantastic. And lastly, the last brother, is his name is Floyd, he's Branch's closest brother, and he's played by Troy Sivan. So that's just a start, because we also have Poppy's sister, played by Camila Cabello. We've got some crazy villains, played by Amy Schumer and Andrew Reynolds. I mean, the list goes on and on.
These are some big, big names. And the thing is, we've all seen, you know, the Trolls films that have come before. So I can completely understand why all of these big names want to get involved in it. It must be fantastic for you.
It was. It was so exciting. I think with the last film, we gained a whole new bunch of brand new fans because everyone loved that one. So it was really easy. Anybody we really wanted to work with, we gave them a call, we pitched them the idea, and they were thrilled.
Now, I just want to talk to you about the soundtrack, because the music in the Trolls movies is always amazing. But for this one, you have managed to get NSYNC to record a brand new track. And this is their first song together in two decades. How did you do this?
Well, we had the help of a little bird by the name of Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this movie is so much about kind of the aesthetic and the tone and celebrating boy bands from the 90s. Obviously, Justin, who's an expert in that area. And we brought him on pretty early in the film, and we started talking about what that experience was like for him. And it really came for him. He thought, you know, what better place and better idea, better place, to bring in the guys, which is incredible.
It just makes so much sense. And do you know what? I've seen the trailer for the film, I have to say, and it just looks very, very funny. But what's your favorite part?
Oh my gosh, that's a good question, because there are so many favorite parts. But really, I think, again, there's so many great things. I'll quickly say there's this incredible boy band medley who goes through the years of boy bands from the Bee Gees up to now. And it's an amazing medley. It's so much fun and funny. But really, my favorite part still has to be the ending of the movie. You guys won't believe it. I mean, it is more action-packed than we've ever done. But you blend action with a concert, with music, with the 90s. I mean, it's it is so bonkers. It's my favorite part.
It's going to be epic, that is for sure. And because the animation, it's so incredible. I mean, we're talking about the music as well. But the thing is with the music, that everyone knows the songs. Because one, you take us back in time, but also, you know, Can't Stop the Feeling. That was a huge anthem for us a few years ago. I mean, it really does hit every chord in every way, all of these films.
Thank you. Yeah, the music running through this is the core of the Troll movies. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful and stunning and so funny, but the music is such a big part of what makes it a Trolls movie. And it was so much fun to have Can't Stop the Feeling come out and just have it be ubiquitous. It was everywhere you went, you'd hear that song, and it just felt great. And it's always hard to repeat that, but I think we found something with Better Place that feels different, and it feels kind of appropriate for what the movie is now and what the sonic landscape is now. So we're very excited to have this new song out in the world.
And whenever you come out with a Trolls movie, you always feel really happy and uplifted afterwards and, you know, singing the songs. But what are you hoping that the audiences are going to take away from this?
Well, yes, besides singing and dancing and having an incredible time by yourself or with your family or with friends, I mean, really, it's about joy. It's about feeling good. You know, I want them going out of the theater feeling better than they did going into the theater. That would be great. And also a little appreciation for the people we love, you know, being a little bit more kind, looking at the world with a little bit more love and connection, and also letting go of trying to be perfect. You know, this movie talks about that. We don't have to be perfect, just be together.
Well, Walt, thank you so much for joining us on BFBS, The Forces Station. Can't wait to go and see Trolls Band together. It is going to be amazing.
Thank you, Natasha. It was my pleasure.
BFBS, The Forces Station.